Hey guys, I'm Christina, and this is your daily Nerd Devo. But I'm afflicted and in pain. May your salvation, O God, set me securely on high. I will praise the name of God with song and magnify him with thanksgiving. Psalm 69:29-30. If you were to take a poll of who everyone's favorite character in Dune was, Gurney Halleck would probably be one of the ones at the top of the list. The interesting part of this is that based on his description in the book alone, he probably wouldn't be someone you would peg for a top favorites list of anything, much less somebody you'd want to meet on the street. In the book, Gurney is an ugly lump of a man with glass splinter eyes, wispy blonde hair that trailed across barren spots on his head, and an ink-vine scar across his jawline that seemed to move with a life of its own. The ink-vine scar is of particular importance as it gets several mentions in the book. In later books, it is described as the result of a particular form of punishment by the Harkonnen, the bad guys, meted out on their slaves. A whip made from ink-vine stains the wounded skin, permanently disfiguring the victim as well as leaving residual pain that never quite goes away. He's very clearly described to be an ugly person. Certainly not a Patrick Stewart or a Josh Brolin. So why do people love him then? Well, even though he's ugly, and most certainly in pain all the time from his scars, he bears it well, even to the point of being a poet and musician of renown. He takes joy in his duties, being one of only three men entrusted by Duke Atreides to train his son for a world full of intrigue and assassinations, and is completely devoted to serving Duke Atreides. He's always ready with a quip, poem, or one-liner for any situation, even in combat. Especially in combat. He's a man afflicted and in pain, yet thankful for what he has, and full of grace and praise for his savior. It's not to say that he doesn't have dark moments, this is Dune after all, but even the darkness is tinged with the magic of his soul. If you're confused by that, go read the book. Seriously, go. Paul, the one in the Bible, not Dune, calls us in Romans 5:3 to exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulations bring about perseverance. And James 1:2 says to consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds. We are not promised a smooth, easy path by following Christ. We are promised hardship and pain. But like Gurney, our refining by such tribulation produces a very different result from the cynicism the world intends for us. Because we have accepted Jesus, we have come to claim a magic within our own soul that, like Gurney, can shine under the darkest of circumstances. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Christina for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, you are a vital piece of the puzzle God made. Take care.